You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So we have started implementing reading time at the house. Every night, an hour before bed, we all grab our book and read. We've just kind of discovered that there's been too much screen time. You know, it's summer break and everything. Yeah. The kids are getting too much screen time. They're going to be going back soon. They need to brush up on their reading. Yaddy, yaddy, yaddy. So we have started picking up a book and reading for an hour. And over the past week or so, I have picked up a biography on Horace Tabor, an iconic Colorado character, the Silver King, Dom, kind of a big deal here in Colorado. And the book is quite thick, and I cracked it open, and the font is maybe like a 5, and it's like 500 pages, and it's this teeny tiny font, and it's every little detail about this guy, you know, what kind of sandwich he had on this day and what kind of pants he liked. I mean, it was just like, it's too much information. And I'm, you know, maybe 20, 30 pages into this and I am just going to bail. I'm like, I can't do it. Yeah. I know right now that I am not going to get any further in this book because it is so boring. But yet I feel guilty. Like, I should challenge myself to get through this and learn something.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to give up so quick, but I just, in the back of my head, I'm like, snooze fest, man. Give me a like a little one-page blog or something about this guy. Give me the bullet points and I'll move on with my life. I don't need all the details. Have you been in this position?
My thoughts on that changed over the years because I used to be, when I was at least until age 40, that if I started a book, I had to finish it no matter how bad it was. I was like, oh, I gotta plow through. I thought it was some sort of failure on my part, which I think is what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, I can do this. Well, finally I reached a point where I was like, you know what? Life is too short for books that don't blow my skirt up. So to me, it's incumbent upon the author to make me want to keep reading it. I don't owe anybody anything. And so just like you, I finally got to the point where I was like, I'm bailing. I'm not going to do it anymore. My funniest example of that was when I was about 40, I had read this piece about a book series that they said was a classic adventure series of books that men all loved. And they ended up making a movie out of the first one with Russell Crowe. It was called Master and Commander.
Oh, sure.
And, you know, it's like set in the early 1800s, I want to say. I'm trying to remember back. So, you know, it's like a couple hundred years ago out on the high seas. And they say, you know, that men love this whole, it's like a series of more than 10 books, I think.
Oh, wow.
So I got the first one and I got about 70 pages in. I was like, boy, I'm not feeling it. And I set it aside. And about 5 years later, I picked it up. I said, I have got to try this again. And I got about 100 pages in.
Oh.
And I could still
couldn't get into it. Yeah.
I set it down again.
Like, this just isn't for me.
And about 7 or 8 years ago, I picked it up and I plowed my way through and I finished it. I started at the beginning and I read. And you know what? It wasn't for me.
Okay. Still, you're like,
I was right.
I should have quit the first time. Yeah.
I was right the first time. And I did finish it. I read the whole thing. And I'm not going to say it's bad. It's just not for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I could see why
you
so many
know.
Men. You might love it because people are different.
Yeah.
So
it's like
I
mean, it's like a TV show, too. It's like people recommend all this stuff. It was, what's the Game of Thrones? The one that, you know, everyone's like, oh, my God. I watched 2 episodes. And I was like, nah.
Not for you.
Pass. You know, and I think it's okay to do that because there's plenty of other things out there to keep you entertained.
It
plenty
is kind
of things
funny.
To learn.
Yeah, it's psychologically, it's funny to me because whether it's a book or like for you, Game of Thrones, a TV show, when you hear that people like it, like I was told, the Master and Commander series, if you're an adult male, you will love the series. And so you think there's something wrong with you. You're like, everybody says they love Game of Thrones. Why am I not getting it?
Yep.
But we're just.
But you know, I just said, I'm in the mindset that there is plenty of other things to keep me entertained. So you know, I don't have time to sit and watch 40 episodes of that. I've already got my next one picked out.
What is it? I gotta know.
It's the Mister Rogers biography called The Good Neighbor, and I got the audiobook of it instead this time, and it's read by LeVar Burton, and I love him.
That's cool.
So I'm already 30 minutes into that, and I'm loving every second of it.
I got to tell you, I'll give you a book recommendation and our listeners. It has already altered. I'm only on chapter 3, but I knew I would like it. My son recommended it highly. Because about 2 weeks ago, I got completely turned off by social media. Some things happened that just pushed my buttons, and I was like, I've got to break my brain away from social media. So I still go on to like the Dom and Jeremy Facebook page, and I post stuff and I answer questions and stuff like that, because that's a nice communication with our listeners. But as far as my own personal profile, I don't think I've been on in 10 days or something. Mm-hmm. And this book that Dominic recommended is called Stolen Focus. And I got the audiobook version of it. I'm listening to this guy. He's British, and I love listening mm-hmm. to that anyway. And it is about stuff we already all know about how our concentration and our focus has been stolen and hijacked by these stupid little gadgets that we walk around with. And we know, I got to set the phone down. Oh, I got to get off social media. We know that's all true. But until you actually hear the statistics and the science about how it has absolutely corrupted our brains and hurt us in ways that we don't even realize, you're like, man, I got to set this crap down.
I am so sorry. I was on Instagram. What did you say?
Yeah. And it's insane. It's insane science behind it. And people say, I can multitask. I can do a lot of things. You can't. It's a myth. And the social media companies are making millions and billions and billions of dollars using us as pawns.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that Netflix show that just came out about all that? I remember. It's the exact same thing. Maybe it's based on that book.
Yeah.
And it's funny, they send you to Netflix to watch the show.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, you're right, man. It's a brain drain.
In all of this, but I mean, if people want to have their eyes opened, I'm not foolish enough to think that the majority of people would ever pay attention to this, because they don't want to. It's like people who smoke and don't want to give up the cigarettes are going to kill you. You know, people who don't want to give up sugar and all that other stuff and the bad food, they know it's going to kill them and they refuse. Well, it's the same thing with social media and our phones.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's doing harm, and yet we are so, that's what addiction is all about.
Yeah.
You know, is that you make excuses for why you're not going to give it up.
Yeah.
And it's just like cigarettes and food and alcohol and everything else. It's the same with our gadgets, and
it's true, man.
Gonna kill us, man. So,
well, that's fun. Make sure you follow us on Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. We've got some great clickbait on there. We'll tell you about it coming up in trending. And follow me, Shut Up Jeremy, on Instagram. We have some fun on there too. Have a great morning.